sponsor.
Thank you for calling New Tech Resources. If you know the extension of the person you wish to contact, please enter it now. To reach an operator, press 0. To find an extension by last name, press 1. To leave a...
Please enter the first few letters of the person's last name.
This is Les.
Hey Les, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay, the Bank of what?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. Okay. We're out in San Diego, so not too far from you. Anyways, I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time on this Friday afternoon. But I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer a bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. Looks like it was based on some financing you did, maybe for some capital a couple years back. And so
we have our financing taken care of for this year. So.
Oh, you have all of it taken care of. Is it like a bank that you guys are leaning on for financing, or is it like investors?
We got some private funding.
Oh, nice private funding. That's awesome. Do you guys have a bank that you guys like normally use?
Well, yeah, to write checks.
But nothing for like line of credit or business loans or anything like that?
No, I don't. I hate banks for that purpose. They're terrible at that.
Yeah, I guess it depends on which bank you're working with, right?
Yeah, it's usually better to find some private lender than banks.
Yeah, we're a private business bank, so we actually we don't really try and compete with like the traditional banks. We're just kind of like an alternative source of funding. We have like equipment financing and working capital programs. Have you heard of working capital before?
Yes.
Okay. Have you done one before?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so basically it's a way to get some money. We base instead of basing it off of credit, we base our loans off of your top line revenue. And we can usually unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, yeah, definitely. How is business this year?
It's been pretty bad because we're a consulting engineering firm working for the petroleum industry, and the petroleum industry is
not doing good right now. So you're all petroleum consulting?
Yes, and we do work for utilities as well, like a gas company. Yeah.
So do you guys help out? Like, I know it says like engineering consulting. Help like design some of the stuff for the oil industry, or?
We design it, yes.
Oh, okay. So you design like the machinery?
Well, we actually specify products that are made by other people, but we take all these different products to make, let's say, a modification to a refinery, which might be a thousand parts, and we have to specify all those and put them into a drawing and tell a contractor how to build it and do all the drawings to show them how to build it.
Oh, wow. How did you get into this industry?
I started my career at Mobil Oil and then didn't like that, so I decided to do consulting engineering.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I mean, definitely sounds like a very like specific market.
Very specific.
Yeah, is there like
our marketing is basically we use the rifle approach.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
There's one guy that is responsible for giving out the work, and you get to know him very, very well.
Oh.
And everybody else you talk to is worthless.
Okay, so you're just really good friends with that one guy, huh?
Well, you have to be.
Yeah, take him out golfing, things like that.
We don't usually have to resort to that. We depend on our good work and reputation.
Okay. Right now, I know you said it's slow just because the petroleum industry is, like, down, but is there, like,
They eliminated 90% of the capital budget, and we do capital projects.
Why is that?
The
other...
price of crude is real low.
Uh-huh.
And when the price of crude is real low, one of their divisions, primarily the production department, can't make any money. And that affects all their other departments.
Okay. So even though it's beneficial for everyone else, it's horrible for you guys.
Oh, yeah. For me as a automobile driver that burns gasoline, it's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that must be such a... worry about getting my paycheck.
Wow, it must be such a like catch-22 for you, huh? Yeah.
Well, I'd rather have the work.
Yeah, definitely.
Because then I can afford to hire gas.
That's true. That's true. So are you guys going to move into like alternative at like fuel sources, or are you just going to stick with petroleum? Like for the consulting.
Looking at getting into batteries, electrical storage. Alternate way to save money on your electric bill.
Oh, so are you going to go back to school for that? Did you take classes, or are you just going to like kind of teach yourself? Because I'm just curious how that works.
Well, since we're engineers, we think
can figure it out.
So we can.
Yeah, my sister's an engineer. She's an electrical engineer, so she's definitely that way too. She's just like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, is there like? I know you said it's a slowdown. What are you guys shifting your focus on? I know maybe the batteries, but is there anything else?
Actually, to make a shift to a whole nother industry is a huge investment. Probably takes 2 to 5 years to build any reputation. And by then, your industry recovers, so we're going to wait it out.
Okay. So it's just something that you've thought about, but probably not going to actually go ahead and do.
Well, we looked at doing that in the past when there were slowdowns, and by the time you get your act together and try to get into a different industry, which is very difficult because you have no experience.
Yeah, and there's always going to be someone out there that does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Somebody's doing the work.
Makes sense. So since it's slow right now, I mean, do you need any capital to help you get through the slow time?
I always need capital, but I really don't have anything that would justify any capital.
Oh, I see. Why do you say that?
Well, you have to have income and enough income to justify it, so you can pay off the loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's real simple.
I guess that makes sense. How long have you been in the industry?
40 years.
Oh, 40 years! That's awesome. And in this company as well?
No, this is my second company.
Oh, okay. How long has this one been around?
17 years.
Oh, 17 years. That's awesome. So yeah, definitely you've built a reputation for yourself.
Absolutely.
So once things do turn around, I mean, it sounds like you're not going to be growing like in the near future. Like how long do you anticipate the shift to be? Like a year, 2 years down the line?
At least a year, if not more.
At least a year, if not more.
Yeah, a year ago I thought it was going to be a year, but... all you have to do is look at the crude prices, and when crude prices come up, the industry will start recovering.
Okay, and that's when I'll start calling everyone.
Let's hope it recovers before they convert all the cars to electric.
Even if they do, I mean, there's still going to be a ton of people driving used, right?
Yeah, for quite a while, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be super quick.
It would be a market that's going downhill, and markets that are going downhill, then people don't spend capital.
Oh, okay, that does make sense. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, not every like there's still a lot of cars now that aren't going electric, though.
Well, there's an amazing number, but it's going to take a long time to replace them all. So
yeah, it definitely will.
So where it's really going is there's going to be something like 50% less cars, period. And the reason it's going to be 50% or even worse than that, less cars, is that most people won't own a car. You'll just call up and say, pick me up, and a self-driving automobile will show up at your door. We'll take you where you want, and then it will go on as next assignment. When you want to come home, you call again. Just like Uber, but with no driver.
Huh. Yeah, but we're a long way from that, right?
Tesla just announced they're going to make that a optional feature for Tesla cars in the not very distant future. You'll be able to buy a Tesla, drive it to work, and then tell your car, you can go work for me now and go drive people around. Just make sure you're back here at 5:30 to pick me up.
Oh my gosh, so your car will generate some income for you on its own, self-driving, while you're at work.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
Well, isn't that just awesome? Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah, maybe you should get into the battery industry, huh? All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like right now things are just really slow as an engineering consultant for petroleum. Not sure when they'll pick back up. Maybe a year from now, hopefully. Is there if there was anything that you could do, like equipment-wise, is there anything that could generate some money for your business right now, or you really just have to wait until the industry's back up and you're getting more work?
I could sell all my equipment and raise some money.
Just selling it. Okay. Well, do you have an email address that once, things shift or if anything comes up, I'd love to help you out.
LESA.
Mm-hmm.
At NTR, Nancy Dom Richard, CAL for California, .com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, it's been great talking to you, Les. Hope things, I kind of hope things turn around for you, but for my own gas prices, I kind of hope they don't.
Well, for mine too.
Anyways, I'll go ahead and send you an email here. And if things come up, if things just get slow and you need extra capital to kind of cover operational costs or anything like that, we do have that those working capital programs. So I'll definitely be here in case you need me. And I'll probably check up on you a couple times a year just to see how things are going, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.